Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Kaum muda, pesta, dan kepuasan diri. Polisi mengatakan ketiga elemen itu dapat menghambat perjuangan Australia melawan coronavirus. Pihak berwenang dan pejabat kesehatan telah menyatakan keprihatinan mereka. Khawatir tidak semua warga mengerti himbauan pihak berwenang atau tidak menganggap serius peraturan yang ada. Di Melbourne saja, lebih dari 500 denda telah dikeluarkan untuk orang-orang yang melanggar pembatasan lockdown, sementara arahan untuk stay at home atau tinggal di rumah diterapkan kembali bulan ini. Sebanyak 65 denda telah dikeluarkan oleh polisi dalam 24 jam terakhir sampai Kamis 16 Juli kemarin. 17 dari pelanggaran tersebut diberikan di pos pemeriksaan kendaraan di perbatasan Victoria dan New South Wales. Komisaris Kepolisian Baru Victoria, Shane Payton, menghimbau masyarakat luas. Sekarang bukanlah waktu untuk bertindak seenaknya tanpa tanggung jawab atau Anda dapat mendapat sanksi pelanggaran dan pembatasan aktivitas warga akan semakin diperketat.
There's a lot of people doing a lot of things they don't want to be doing during this COVID environment, and police included. We don't want to be giving out infringements. It's not what I'd call good for the police reputation to be giving infringements for things that were legal 12 months ago, and now people are going about their business and they're getting infringed. But there has to be consequences because you've got all these other people doing the right thing, and then if they see other people breaching the chief health officer guidelines and there's no accountability, well then everyone will start doing.
Pihak kepolisian telah memeriksa sekitar 22.000 kendaraan pribadi dan melakukan lebih dari 3.000 pemeriksaan langsung di rumah warga, tempat usaha, dan tempat-tempat umum di Victoria. Patton mengatakan kehadiran polisi di tengah masyarakat dan pengawasan di tempat publik akan diperkuat, sementara petugas berwenang mengambil langkah-langkah yang lebih ketat.
A strong, visible police presence that holds people to account, and when people commit offences, they certainly dealt with appropriately, if that legally and properly. We'll still use discretion, but I do want to hold people to account so that we make community safer.
Sementara itu di New South Wales, pihak berwenang masih berjuang untuk menampung sebuah klaster baru dan melakukan prosedur penelusuran kontak. Warga telah didesak untuk membatasi interaksi sosial mereka, dan tempat usaha yang baru-baru ini kembali beroperasi telah diperingatkan untuk mematuhi protokol baru. Karena pembatasan aktivitas warga lebih lanjut sedang dipertimbangkan. Baru-baru ini, kasino The Star di Sydney dikenakan sanksi sebesar $5,000 atas pelanggaran aturan jarak sosial. Hanya beberapa jam setelah seorang pengunjung di tempat tersebut dinyatakan positif coronavirus. Itu adalah denda kedua setelah Hotel Golden Shift di daerah timur Sydney dikenakan sanksi sebesar $5,500 ketika foto akan antrian panjang tanpa jarak sosial ramai tersebar di media sosial. Kepala Petugas Kesehatan New South Wales, Kerry Chen, memperingatkan warga dan pemilik usaha.
And this is probably not the time to be throwing those big parties or going out in large groups. If people could really minimize their contact with each other for the next 2 weeks, that will really assist us in having that additional control.
This is just the beginning. We are nowhere way through the challenge of COVID-19, and the world is nowhere through it. There is a long way to go.
This is such a critical time in our response phase as we try and mop up any community transmission.
Sementara itu, Menteri Kesehatan New South Wales, Brett Hazard, telah merujuk pada kaula muda yang ia sebut cepat berpuas diri sebagai resiko terbesar bagi perjuangan negara melawan krisis ini.
There was a period going back maybe a couple of months where people generally were on high alert, and then some complacency has crept in, and that I have to say as health minister, that is my biggest fear. Complacency, people thinking that gee whiz, we've sorted it out here and this is just a problem for Victoria. Well, no, it's not. There but for the grace of God go every state and territory. This virus is still out and about, and when it gets going, it moves quickly. There is just no way we can all think that we're out of the woods. We're not. Certainly don't let yourself be complacent. Young people particularly, they're very active. I've been talking to the tracers, the health tracers, and they tell me that young people get out and about usually later in the evening, and they go to a lot of places. And if they happen to have the virus, they can be super spreaders.
Seorang pakar penyakit menular, Peter Collignon dari Universitas Nasional Australia mengatakan bahwa kaum muda tidak hanya memiliki potensi untuk menjadi penyebar super, tetapi mereka lebih cenderung untuk menghadiri acara-acara berisiko tinggi.
But as important as super spreaders, there's super spreading events, because all around the world there are some events, some circumstances that mean it's much more likely to spread this virus to lots of other people. And essentially it's indoor crowded functions. Bars where there's lots of music and it's loud and people have to shout.
Sementara itu, kantor regulasi miras dan perjudian Queensland memantau tempat-tempat berlisensi dengan sangat ketat untuk memastikan kepatuhan dengan pelonggaran pembatasan tahap ketiga. Pihaknya telah mengambil tindakan terhadap sejumlah operator, termasuk klub malam. Beberapa pelanggaran telah dikeluarkan untuk tempat-tempat yang mengoperasikan lantai dansa, termasuk dua tempat di Brisbane dan sebuah bar di Gold Coast, meskipun ada himbauan yang jelas dari pihak berwenang. Di akhir pekan lalu, sebuah klub malam dan hostel backpacker di Adelaide dikenakan denda sebesar $5,000 karena gagal mematuhi protokol pembatasan. Polisi Australia Selatan memeriksa lebih dari 100 tempat berlisensi minggu lalu, menemukan 10 tempat yang tidak memiliki rencana aman COVID-19. Sementara itu, polisi ACT belum mengeluarkan denda kepada individu atau tempat usaha selama pandemi berlangsung. Perdana Menteri Scott Morrison memberikan pesan harapan dan kepercayaan diri.
We can't become complacent about it. I think Australians can have confidence that they were able to do so well. And remember, 7 out of the states and territories are still doing extremely well. For Australia to win, Victoria needs to win. And so while it is very uncertain, and I know people will be very anxious, Australia is doing best than almost all of the developed economies around the world. And while this is a setback, they've done it once, and I have no doubt Melburnians and Victorians can do it again. And they're doing it with the full support of everyone around the country.
Anda dapat mendapat berita terbaru seputar coronavirus dengan mengunjungi sbs.com.au/coronavirus.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.